At Lely, located here in Pella, would you believe that our elves are busy building robots that milk and feed cows? We enjoy giving the gift of robotic equipment to hardworking dairy producers year-round. Our robots allow more time for dairy producers to spend together. It's really the gift that keeps on giving. And by the way, isn't that what the holidays are all about? Lely's holiday challenge for you: slow down, appreciate life's gifts, and focus on the real reason for the season. Happy holidays from our family at Lely, farming innovators.
Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, it is part one of a two-part interview with State Senator Julian Garrett about the most recent news from the Iowa legislature. Checking back in with the Iowa Senate here in March of 2024, joined by State Senator Julian Garrett. And Senator, obviously one of the big things that legislators like to know is the revenue estimating conference as they get ready for budget time. What were some of the numbers that came out and your impressions from the revenue estimating conference?
Well, there are two fiscal years that are the most relevant for the current fiscal year 24, which ends June 30 of this year. Their estimate is that revenue would be down $120 million compared to the December estimate. Our estimate for this year, the new estimate, is $9.6 billion. It is down slightly. Interesting commentary on that. It's not that our revenues are down, but it's the fact that because of federal tax policy, we Iowans have been able to make deductions in their federal taxes. And so that means that that there is a reduction in state tax receipts. So that's something that we're having to straighten out, I guess you might say. It's not a lot, but it is a little bit of a cut, and I just want to be clear, it's not because our revenues are going down, but it's because of our federal tax deductions have gone up during that period. The more relevant figure is the 2025 estimate. That's the upcoming budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1, and that's the one that we're going to be working on now, and that is slightly up. The estimate is up $60 million from the December estimate. So it will be up a little bit. We have a carry forward surplus of $1.8 billion, and we've had that for quite a while, and so even though that's a big surplus, I don't think we should use all of that in 1 year's budget. And I think the majority, at least the Republicans, I don't think will want to do that either, because that's one-time money. And if you spend all of it in 1 year, then the next year you might have a problem. So I expect slight increase as far as our budget's concerned, but not $1.8 billion. So we will see what the leadership decides to do. And the way this impacts me, I do have a role because I'm the chairman of the justice system part of the budget, and that's the agencies that have to do with law enforcement and justice. So on the big agencies there are the courts and the prisons and public safety, and that's mostly highway patrol. And then we have a number of other smaller agencies. So we will see what our allocation is. The way this works, when we get these numbers now that we just got today, just a little while ago, I guess I should explain that worked recording this on Friday. So shortly, we will get the figures for all of the different budget subcommittees, and then it will be up to the people on the subcommittees to decide how to allocate that money. And so that's our next step. That'll be my biggest job here coming up, is to decide how to allocate that money. And these are very important agencies. I've always said, if you don't have safety and law and order, then the rest of government isn't going to be able to do a whole lot. You have to have these agencies that give us the safety that we all expect here in Iowa.
Thanks to State Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe to Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.